Thank you. Excellences, chairpersons, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, let me start to congratulate the Director General-elect, Dr. Chu Dongju. We look forward to cooperating with you. To outgoing Director General Dr. Jose Gracing da Silva, we thank you for the hard work and the results that they delivered, especially towards achieving zero hunger. Human dignity is fundamental of all development. Poverty and human rights are in the heart of the Norwegian government's agenda for development. Here in FAO, I want to point out our support to fulfilling every human being's rights to educate food. For years, hunger and malnutrition has been reduced, but this has changed in the last few years. Migration has increased as an effect of poverty and hunger, but also because of war and conflict, and effects of climate change. This impacts heavily on food production and food safety. I'm deeply concerned about this. The spread of AMR is increasing. This reduces our access to effective cures for human and animal disease. This is one of the greatest global health threats in our time. It is essential that we work for reduced and more correct use of antibiotics. We must end all use of antibiotics as grow promoters and routine prophylactics in animal food production. The AMR challenge can only be solved through coordinated global action with a One Health approach. All relevant sectors must cooperate. We strongly support the scaling up of efforts through the cooperation between the Tripartite Plus organization. Allow me therefore to say that we regret to know that the conference resolution on AMR should have been more proactive. The goal must be to promote prudent and responsible use of order to minimize the threat of AMR and to ensure effective and life-saving antibiotics drugs in the future for both animals and humans. The International Treaty of Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture has been important for the global efforts to protect our seed diversity. In 2008, Norway established the Svalbard Global Seed War. After 11 years of operation, the seed war is now a safe backup for more than 1 million seed samples from gene banks from all over the world. Norway is also actively supporting the further relation of farmer rights as recognized in the international treaty. Agriculture development is one of the most powerful tools in the extreme poverty. We must address the entire food chain to achieve CDG2 and the rest of the 20 to 30 agenda. To this end, I'm happy to inform that last Friday, the Norwegian government launched a new action plan for sustainable food system in Norway, foreign and development policies. This main emphasis on the plan is to contribute an increased food security through sustainable food systems. Norway is and will continue to be a strong supporter of multilateralism. We see that UN as the backbone of our global order. Presently, isolationism and protectionism challenge our effort towards working for common solution like the CDGs. Good cooperation is extremely important. We continue to emphasize that on the ground, FAO needs to cooperate with all relevant UN organizations. This could maximize the impact of action and programs to cope with irregular immigration and other global challenges. To end where I started, food is fundamental for human dignity. We are in the UN decade of action on nutrition. Still, the number of hungry people is on the rise. We need to step up our efforts. 151 million children stunted and 151 million too many. Thank you.